Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast for the big news story. This is Sampoorna, journalist at the Print, and today I'm here with my colleague Saurav Chauhan's report on Himachal High Court striking down the water cess on hydropower generation introduced by the state government. At a time when the state is facing an acute financial crunch, the Himachal Pradesh High Court on Tuesday set aside the Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu government's decision to impose water cess on hydropower generation, calling it unconstitutional. The Congress government had estimated revenues to the tune of 1,800 crore from power players, with some of the private hydropower players having deposited rupees 33 crore as cess. One of the petitioners was represented by senior advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi, who had unsuccessfully contested the Rajya Sabha election from the state. The petitioner submitted that the state lacks the legislative competence to levy tax or cess on water use for the generation of hydroelectricity, since the said levy directly relates to the power generated and transferred outside the state. The Himachal Pradesh Water Cess on Hydropower Generation Bill was introduced in the Assembly on 14th March last year and was passed on 16th March 2023. In the High Court, the Himachal government defended its decision, saying that the state government is competent to legislate charges on usage of water from natural resources situated within its territory. It further contended that the cess does not create any dispute with regard to interstate river waters. It said that the water being in and over the land, the income or revenue generated from the water is the land revenue of the state. But the High Court observed that it was evident from the notification that the state has calibrated the cess keeping in view potentiality of the water. This means the greater the height from which the water falls on the turbine, the more power generation. In other words, power to tax is on generation of electricity and the user of water is only incidental. Therefore, it is a tax on the generation of electricity. Himachal Pradesh Chief Secretary Prabodh Saxena indicated that the state government could legally contest the decision. He told the Print that the decision was taken to generate a revenue and the state government will examine the judgment and decide the further course of action. Another senior government official has termed the judgment as disastrous for Himachal. The state was expecting huge revenue from water cess. The centre has pulled the purse strings the state government was dependent upon for many reasons, he told the Print. It seems that the state jumped over this cess scheme in a hurry. They should not have consulted legal experts. Rajesh Sharma, the president of Bonafide Himachali Hydropower Developers Association, said that the Himachal government should have withdrawn the cess on its own. But how did this become such a big issue? Soon after the Sukhu government passed the water cess bill, the centre had objected to the move. The central government has said that any tax or duty on the generation of electricity, which encompasses all types of generation such as thermal, hydro, wind, solar, nuclear, etc., is illegal and unconstitutional. This is according to the director of Union Power Ministry. Punjab and Haryana too had passed resolutions against the Sukhu government's decision, contending that the water cess on the shareholders of Bhakra Wages Management Board would lead to an estimated burden of 1,200 crore rupees. Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Chandigarh also draw electricity from the BBMB projects. Of the 172 hydropower projects in Himachal, 146, including those of the public sector undertakings, are registered with the state government, as mandated by the Himachal Pradesh Water Cess on Hydropower Generation Act. In August last year, the Himachal government notified a cess of 2 paise per cubic meter for head up to 30 meters. Now, head is the height difference between where the water enters into the hydro system and where it leaves. The other cess slabs were 7 paise per cubic meter up to 60 to 90 meters and 10 paise per cubic meter above 90 meters. In comparison, the law passed in March lays down a cess of 10 paise per cubic meter up to 30 meters, 25 paise per cubic meter for 30 to 60 meters, 35 paise per cubic meter for 60 to 90 meters, and 50 paise per cubic meter for above 90 meters. For Himachal, the water cess was introduced to reduce its staggering debt burden. In February, 2 months after the government was voted to power, in December 2022, Sukhu had claimed that the state had financial liabilities of over 91,000 crores. That's all I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in. Please tune into The Print every morning at 8 for the best news analysis. And do not forget to follow us on our social media handles.